This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Iranian rescue teams are racing against time to retrieve bodies and debris of the passenger plane that crashed in the Dana Mountain Heights with 66 people on board. Officials say the crash site has made it difficult for helicopters to land, but so far a helicopter has been dispatched to the area. Army commanders were also sent off to the site of the crash. The ill-fated aircraft's wreckage was spotted on the third day of the search operations. The ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop went off radar on Sunday. The aircraft crashed en route from Tehran to the city of Yasuj. We're now joined from Bizeh by Saman Khujuri, Press TV's correspondent. Saman, what is the latest you're hearing?
Well, Dargar, as you already know, the wreckage of the plane has already been found, and all different forces of the Army, IRGC, as well as Iran's Red Crescent Society, all our plus local people are actually have joined hands in order to find the remaining part of the wreckage. The spot has already been clarified, and that is according to IRGC announcement. And of course, that has also been confirmed by other officials as well. And the rescue operation still continues, and forces have been moved up to the heights of the mountains. In order to get the latest update about how this process and the rescue operation goes on, we are now joined by Deputy Commander of the Grand Forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran Army, Brigadier General Sharafi. خیلی متشکرم هستم که در این مسابقه خدمت شما هستیم.
بفرمایید که امروز عملیات چگونه بود با توجه به خبری که مدیان پیدا شدن لاشه هواپیما بیرون پخش کرد و اینکه خواهش میکنم بفرمایید که در کجا میشه ما انتظار داشتیم چه زمانی که بتونن لاشه رو پیدا کنن و که انگیانا اجساد به زمین متعلق بشه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. از دیروز ما عملیات شروع کردیم با هواپیما میرون رو هواپیما operations using Air Force aircraft and choppers. And we have mobilized all our resources. All the forces of the Army have taken part. We have used all our systems, communication systems, and all that. God helped us today, and we used the Turbo Commando aircraft today and choppers and other aircraft. We spotted the location of the wreckage of the plane. As soon as the exact location of the crash site was spotted. It is actually at heights 13,000 feet above sea level on Dana Mountains. We used commando teams also from the special forces and also the Shiraz commando teams. All of them, we mobilized all of them, and we have started heli-borne operations as well. Now, four teams are already engaged, and we predict that we will be able to, in a matter of hours, rescue and search workers probably will get to the location of the crash site, and we will be able to, if we find any, possibly any survivors or bodies, we will be able to transfer them and so that we will maybe able to actually reduce the sufferings of the people of our country and the families of the victims, and we hope we will be able to successfully carry out this operation. Well, we have snowfall here, frozen weather, and now we have to use mountaineering equipment, our teams actually, and maybe the operations will take long, but we will make every effort to finish most of the work that we have to do today, and we will inform the people accordingly. So you mean that no problem about equipment? No, we have enough equipment and choppers of the Army and the IRGC and also the helicopters of the Red Crescent Society. All of them are here, and we have mountaineers and mountaineering commandos from our forces and from other forces, and they're taking part. I don't see any problem. I don't think we will need any more equipment or forces. So according to weather forecast, we are going to have snowy weather in the coming days. And what is your prediction? Well, of course, the weather conditions will affect our operations, but given the training that these forces have received, they will be able to conduct the operations under any circumstances.
Thank you very much indeed. It was Brigadier General Sharafi, the deputy commander of the Grand Forces of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Brigadier General Sharifi, said they are doing their best in order to move the wreckage and also the dead bodies to the ground anytime soon. The forces have been installed, have been sent up there by helicopters, and also drones still are flying over the area. So we hope that the moving process would take place anytime soon, and all the families would stay in peace indeed after 3 days of an anxiety and waiting. Back to you.
All right, Saman, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting for us.